Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I should certainly think so. Afternoon, all. 6:06 on a Friday evening. Bohannon version of Bobby Mack wrapping up after this hour. Of course, we have the news at 7, and then, of course, Mark Levin. A sterling addition here to all of us at 106.3 WORD. We are the Upstate's talk station, of course, and we're also at 106.3WORD.com, at 101.5 FM in Anderson, and 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca. We got you covered nine ways. Oh, by the way, don't forget the Best of Bohannon, which is carried on Sunday evenings hereabouts from 8 till 10 p.m., and this week, we're going to be talking to Greg Gutfeld of Fox News in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk about the Kamala Harris selection of running mate and also his new book, The Plus, Self-Help for People Who Hate Self-Help. And Greg's always a funny interview. Then at 8:30 on Sunday evening, Jim Antle. He is the politics editor for the Washington Examiner. We'll look at the Harris selection and also the efforts to pass economic stimulus because of the pandemic. At 9 o'clock on Sunday in the Best of Bohannon, introduce you to Kathy Barnett. She is also a black woman running for public office, but unlike Kamala Harris, she's running as a conservative Republican in the 4th Congressional District of Pennsylvania. That's a suburb of Philadelphia, and she's a hoot. Kathy Barnett, you'll like her. Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain is her new book. Subtitled Being Black and Conservative in America. She's taken a lot of grief for that, as I'm sure you know well. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Texter noted, a few years ago, the Democrats said the Republicans were the party of oppression and old white men. Now they have just nominated an old white man and a cop, or they're about to nominate. There's no question about the fact that there are contradictions and hypocrisy abounding. Apropos of a previous point that came up today, 50% says this texter pay no federal income tax. The last figure I saw was from 2 years ago. 44%, according to the Tax Policy Center, 44% of Americans pay no federal individual income taxes, and that keeps going up every year. So it's pretty close to 50%, which, again, if you don't have skin in the game, then you can very easily vote for who gives me the most free stuff. Free? Free? Yeah. Free indeed. Anytime people tell you that something is free, free health care, free college, you might want to give them a little lesson in economics. Free college, for example. That would be, free college would be education offered at a college where the professors teach for free, the administrators administrate for free, the secretaries type for free, the janitors clean up for free, on a campus that was built by a contractor who did not charge. He did not pay any employees to help build it, and it is on property that pays no taxes whatsoever, and that's a free college education. What they mean, of course, is isn't a college education paid for by you? That's what they mean by free. Okay. Now then, we were talking a bit about the vote in this country and voting by mail, and I noted that while mail-in ballots are not a guarantee of voter fraud, but it opens the door massively. It would be like you sending your kids out to play in traffic. Not that that guarantees they'll get hit, but why would you do such a stupid thing? And the same question can easily apply to our electoral system. What is it that we're supposed to gain from vote by mail that makes up for the loss of both integrity of the voting system, but the perception of integrity in the voting system? And they both matter a great deal. You stop and think about that. It matters that we know who won, really. That matters a great deal. It also matters if the public believes in the outcome. We submit to all kinds of things in this country as part of the social contract that says, okay, we tried, we lost, we'll organize better, we'll beat you next time. And so we'll put up with you for another 2 to 4 or whatever years. You don't have that if people have no faith in the system. What is it that we are supposed to gain from all of this voting by mail? Now, obviously, some people need to vote by mail. The military, yeah, I'll buy that. There are people who have legitimate reasons not to be somewhere. I know that I was unable to vote in the last primary in South Carolina. I was away, and so I cast an absentee ballot. I had a reason. But just being too lazy or too stupid to navigate the simple process by which you vote in this country, that's not a good excuse. It's not a good reason. And I would just note a few things that have been put out by the Pew Center on the States, which is, again, not a hotbed of conservative thought. Far from it. Approximately 24 million voter registrations in the country, that's 1 out of every 8, are no longer valid or are significantly inaccurate. 1 out of 8 voter registrations from the Pew Center on the States. More than 1.8 million deceased individuals are still listed as voters. Gee, what could go wrong with that? About 2 3/4 million people have registrations in more than one state. I found out that applied to me. Some years ago, I had lived in Illinois for a while and moved to Maryland. And I forget the exact circumstances. It had to do with real estate, something. But anyway, in the process of retracing my paper trail, I discovered I was still listed as a registered voter in Illinois as well as in Maryland. I could have cast a ballot in Maryland on the morning of Election Day, flown to Illinois, cast another ballot, could have done it. Now, once I found out, I contacted the appropriate office in Illinois, and I said, I'm no longer a resident, have not been a resident since such and such a time. This was at least 2 or 3 years after I had left the state. And they said they'd take care of it. And then I persisted. I said, well, how did this happen in the first place? Is there no automatic procedure? Apparently there is not. When you register to vote, there's no automatic procedure to make sure that, in fact, you are no longer registered to vote. There's no automatic process that kicks in. So it's not a good thing. Not a good thing. Just some of the recent headlines that we have seen. 38 charged in vote fraud in Virginia. That was from 2012. Texas convicts 50 of vote fraud, including a woman who voted in the name of her dead mother. 5,000 non-citizens voted in Colorado's 2010 election. A Maryland congressional candidate, Wend Rosen, dropped out of a race after it was discovered that she had been voting in both Florida and Maryland. 54 Acorn employees convicted of vote fraud or related activities from 2011. In Oregon, a man convicted of vote fraud for voting for his deceased son and deceased brother. But what could go wrong? There's no vote fraud. You keep hearing it all the time. A lot can go wrong. Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 106.3 WORD, now on 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca, 101.5 FM in Anderson, and everywhere on the radio.com app. Our time now is 6:15.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Howdy-do. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today. 6:21 already on this Friday afternoon. 81 days till the election. Getting closer. 81 days till the election. We're just over a month away from the first of the presidential debates. There'll be three of them and one VP debate. And, of course, Monday starts the Democratic Convention. And they have a stellar lineup. If I have time here, I'll get back to the list of people, but I don't have the order in which they'll be speaking, but I do have the list as of, this was a day or two ago, of who's going to be speaking on what night, so I'll pass that along to you. I would note, by the way, something that has come out now about the importance of schools, the importance of reopening schools, and It's pretty important stuff, and this is actually from other than just conservative thought here. The fact is that it's important to reopen schools for the kids, educational instruction. The younger the kids are, the less they pay attention to just staring at a computer screen. There's no way to really check on what they're paying attention to. They're not developing social and emotional skill development. If you just deal with a little fuss for screen, you're not dealing with other human beings. That's a vital part of growing up. Extended school closures deprive children who live in unsafe homes and neighborhoods an important layer of protection from neglect, as well as what is often physical, sexual, and emotional maltreatment and abuse. A 2018 Department of Health and Human Services report found that teachers and other educational staff were responsible for more than one-fifth of all reported child abuse in the country. There is, of course, the nutrition argument, lunches and the like, physical activity. When schools are closed, kids lose access to an important opportunity for physical activity. And again, this is important. Schools are an important part of the infrastructure of our communities, and they are important for the development of the kids as well. Now, you've got to weigh that into any decision you make about schools, and you have to weigh similar factors into any decision that you make regarding opening a business. We have had this painted by so many people as, on the one hand, the coronavirus, and we're all going to die. On the other hand, close things down. Everything will be wonderful. Money? We don't need money. We don't need no stinking money. We'll just go to the money tree growing in the back of the Treasury Department in Washington or in Columbia somewhere in the state capitol. We'll just pluck $100 bills off the money tree, and we'll cover all of this from the economic illiterates who are in positions of authority in this country. The fact is that no matter what you do in a circumstance like this, you are going to have problems. No matter what you do, you are going to have problems. And what you've got to face up to, if you're a realist, is that, yes, if we open up businesses in the schools, there can be some people who become infected. If you don't, you can have people who can die of depression for taking their own life, and suicide is a major problem in this country. You can have people who can literally starve to death. I mean, how many businesses are closed that'll never reopen? Now, the main worry with kids, of course, is that they will spread the disease. Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, again, to come up with a possible answer. Among your teachers, the older you are, the higher risk your group is. So, again, trying to find the best course of action, the least bad course of action, let the older teachers, presumably of the most vulnerable nature, let them be in charge of online education, of which there'll still be a fair amount, and let the younger, less vulnerable teachers do the in-classroom teaching. Again, this is not rocket science, here, and it is important that we consider all of the options here. It is not just a case of coronavirus kills, everything else hunky-dory. You cannot just automatically shut down the economy and shut down our schools and automatically assume that things are going to be just dandy. Here is an observation that has been made by one Democrat. I am really tired of reading how business owners are forced to lay off workers. No one made them do that. They chose to do that. Not saying it isn't a hard choice during a hard time, but to say that they were forced obscures their agency and casts owners, CEOs, as the victims. Absolutely, because, of course, no owner actually has to meet a payroll. No owner has to pay for the property on which his business is located. No owner has to pay withholding taxes and property taxes and the like. No, absolutely not. Again, the dumbness just never stops. Here is a tweet that came from Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. And I quote, "We need to cancel rent until this crisis is over." Her economics advice is even worse than her relationship advice, obviously. But Congresswoman, marry your brother. Well, you would seem like you would not have to explain this, maybe. Apparently, there are some people who need a lesson in Econ 101. And here's the explanation here. When there is no income, what do you expect a business owner to pay his employees with? IOUs? Monopoly money? Good feelings? Or maybe the boss of that local pizza restaurant that has been closed down should just go downstairs to the basement vault in his mansion, pop open the door, and take out those dozens of stacks of $1,000 bills and use them to meet payroll. Sure, absolutely. And rent, and insurance, and supplies, and maintenance, and so on. That's the thing about cash flow. It covers all kinds of people. For example, if the pizzeria owner cannot pay his bills, then he cannot pay the money to his landlord who owns the property. And so the people there are now cash short. He cannot pay the maintenance people to keep the pizzeria operating properly. So the electrician and the plumbers, they don't get money. Again, we just don't have time for a complete tutorial about this for the likes of Ilhan Omar and other economic illiterates. But it isn't just the pandemic. No matter what we do, there will be a downside, and we need to grow up and realize that. We need the schools to be reopened, and we need businesses to reopen. This is Jimbo for Bobby Mack. This is 106.3 WORD, and we will pause ever so briefly on this Friday evening. Time now is 6:29.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We got that legendary thing going again there. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Good to have you with us this evening on the Bobby Mack Show and the Jim Bohannon version thereof. Thank you for being with us tonight. And at 23 minutes now before 7 o'clock, I thought I would just share a few of our clever thoughts that we have been showing out there. Our gross national wit is on full display as we make our way to COVID-19 2.0 or whatever we're calling it. I'm having a quarantine party this weekend. No one is invited. I'm done with homeschooling. We're switching to trade school, and my kids are all going to be bartenders. By the way, speaking of which, afraid of Corona? Have a Bud Light. And let me also add that, in case you didn't know it, Sunday is National Rum Day. I'm just saying. All right. For those who fear a baby boom around December, 2 days of homeschooling should pretty much nip that in the bud, I think. Having trouble understanding the pandemic? Okay, first tell me why a round pizza is cut into triangular pieces before being placed in a square box. Then you can work your way up to explaining the coronavirus. Let's take a call from Chris. He is in Anderson tonight to take a look at this crazy world which we're in. Good evening, Chris.
Hey, Jim, you are legendary, man. Ain't you in the Hall of Fame?
I'm in the Radio Hall of Fame. That is correct.
Yeah, and you should be. I remember listening to you way back when. But and you should take the accolade. This everybody needs to go to work, go to school, and quit this insanity, man. It is just totally insane. And people are going along with it. And then you talk to them on a personal level, and they say, I can't. And this. I'm like, well, why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? And they need their job or whatever. But people just need to say, enough is enough, period. I mean, I don't wear a mask. I go in the stores and they say, got to wear a mask. And I don't wear it. And nobody says anything. So stop wearing it.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Chris. I wear one. I really do. I mean, whether it does good or not, you hear one thing one way and one thing another. I'll wear one.
Yeah.
But you cannot shut down the economy forever. You just cannot do that.
No, we can't, man. It is killing people. I don't know how people are making it, man. There's restaurants on Woodruff Road in Greenville alone. There was several restaurants. There was four restaurants that opened up before all this started, and they hadn't opened back up, and they're not going to. They're done. I mean, they was done before they got started. I mean, just. Right there on Woodruff Road, I mean, and you got, what, 120-something places you can eat at, and they just never opened up again, and they're not going to. I mean,
a lot of places are not. It's a fact. A lot of places are not going to open up.
Well, I just closed on the house yesterday, and I called Bob Show then, but I stayed in Clemson for 2 months in an apartment up there, and there was a brand-new apartment place opening up, 160 units what they was advertising. Now, who in the heck made that investment? You know what I'm saying? Because evidently they're not going to have college. So who's going to move into them 160 units that just opened?
I don't know. A lot of people made a lot of economic assumptions based on normal times, and it hasn't worked out too well. That's something else that people, Chris, don't realize. When you invest in a business, it is, to a certain extent, a crapshoot. I mean, it really is. It's not quite as bad as trying to roll boxcars at the crap table in Vegas, but it's always a gamble. You can make certain assumptions. You can plan, But in the end, if things don't go right, you're out of luck. So,
dude, they just can't keep printing money, man. They're just printing money like it's coming out of thin air. And like you said, it's a crapshoot, but there's people's lives that are involved in this, man. I mean, what the heck? You got to go back to work. You got to go to school. I mean, the lunch lady, the bus driver, the janitor, everybody, go to school. Just go to school. So, I don't know, man.
Well,
so,
anyway, I know that, it's, yeah. It's, go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
Every circumstance is different, and I understand that some places may face greater struggles than others, but there are an awful lot of places where there has not been a great deal of problem, and you need to keep in mind the fact that not one size fits all works in this country. For example, I have to ask you, how many people do you know who've contracted the virus personally? How many people do you know?
Not a dang one. Not a one.
Yeah.
Not one.
I'm not saying that there aren't people out there.
7 days a week I'm out here, and I don't know anyone. And I ask the girls at the grocery stores and the convenience stores, and nobody knows anyone. I heard one person at a doggone Ace Hardware that knew a person that had it. That's third hand.
Right.
I don't know anybody.
No, there are people who certainly are getting it. There is a pandemic, and we have to keep that in mind. But simply, again, you must understand that if you, for example, live in, let's say, the Queens borough of New York City, you may know half a dozen people who've had this and maybe one or two who are dead because of it. For me and for many others like you, this remains a news story, and I'm not saying that we should pretend that there is not a pandemic, but we cannot go on treating all parts of the country the same. And I think your points are well taken, Chris, and I thank you for sharing them this afternoon with us. Thank you very much. A few of these other things that are observations of the day. How soon after waking up is it okay to take a nap? That's a question a lot of us have had to raise. I told my suitcases that there'll be no vacation this year. Now I'm dealing with emotional baggage. How bad is the pandemic? My proctologist has begun a drive-through window. If things get worse and you resort to cannibalism, remember, vegans first. They're grass-fed. Quarantine day number 125. I've begun taking calls from telemarketers. Some of them are actually quite nice. Daryl from Superior Life Insurance has a new baby. I've got to go now and make cookies. I'm expecting the Jehovah's Witnesses, and my hospitality has so spooked them that a few have joined the Jehovah's Witness Protection Program. Some days I do several loads of laundry, clean the kitchen, make the bed, mop the floors, and fix dinner. Other days I eat a box of Oreos and call it a day. I mean, it's all about having balance, you know. Got up this morning and ran around the block 5 times. Then I got tired, so I picked up the block and I put it back in the toy box. Remember when we were little and had underwear with the days of the week on them? Yeah, those would be helpful right about now. On average, a panda feeds for approximately 12 hours per day. That's the same as an average adult at home under quarantine. That's what we call it, a pandemic. Get it? What are we, about 2 weeks away from learning everybody's real hair color? I figure. And I coughed in front of my laptop, and the antivirus began a scan. So that's a few of the thoughts that are making the rounds out there. I thought we would share them with you this afternoon, because after all, that's what we do here. We share with you and interact, hear ideas from people like Chris and Anderson. And you're welcome to call in as well on the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. This is, by the way, 1063 WORD, now at 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca, 101.5 FM in Anderson, and everywhere all over the universe on theradioapp.com. Time now, 15 before 7. Afternoon, all. Thank you for joining us today. And thank you, Roger in Greenville, for giving us a call on the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line. Hi, Roger.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, sir. Thank you.
Yes, so I was just listening about earlier about how man did not know a single person who knew a person who knew a person with a case. And yeah. I personally own and run a business, and I'm in and out from Spartanburg in Greenville, and literally, I guarantee you, there is probably not a single person who doesn't know someone with a case. And the fact that people are willing to actually go out there without a mask, just as a precaution.
I'm all for masks as a precaution.
Ridiculous.
And my point is merely that it varies considerably from location to location. There are any number of people in many parts of the country and in many parts of the state who may know a lot of folks. Others don't. And in areas that are not as severely impacted, then again, the policy towards schools and businesses should be different from areas that are heavily impacted. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I agree.
And I do wear a mask.
Absolutely. And even if, like, you know, people think that you probably shouldn't or they don't want to, yeah. I think it's for the best interest that they probably should. And with school, like, starting up, you know, this is going to only get worse. And coming from a restaurant industry background, from a large chain, it's I can definitely see the damage that it's that this has increasingly done.
Well, I wear a mask, and I wear a mask, and I think it's a proper thing to do. And again, I'm only noting that different areas are affected different ways. One size fits all is not a way to handle our response to the pandemic.
Absolutely, I agree. By the guy who said earlier about Woodruff Road, now Greenville is a hot spot. that's very. I would very much advise. There are a good bit of people that I personally know that have contracted the virus and are currently in the hospital, and it's just hurting the economy right now. I understand that, but you know, precautions have to be made,
and I have
schools,
no problem with that.
Private.
Your phone we're starting to lose your cell signal there, Roger. But point is well made, and again, not a problem. And we thank you for joining us tonight. But suffice it to say that different areas require a different response. By the way, I would note from the question of how much cabin fever do you have on Taiwan, they held a drawing to let people sign up for fantasy flights to nowhere. Seriously, winners were invited to Taipei International Airport, where they went through check-in, they got boarding passes, went through immigration and security, took their seats, and they sat there. Oh, they got food and drink, but you've got it. These were people with so much cabin fever that they looked on the hassles of air travel as a welcome break. I'm not quite there yet, actually. There are so many ways to cope. Two Dallas area school districts this fall are letting teachers wear hospital scrubs to help them be comfortable. Chicago designer Boris Powell has invented a face mask with a little hole in front, which can be covered with a Velcro flap. It's to let you sip a drink through a straw. On top of everything else this pandemic is doing, is your hair falling out. Dermatologist Dr. Sandra Lee says it could be a natural result of pandemic stress. But not to worry, it'll grow back. So that's the problem. I guess I started having pandemic stress about 35 years ago. You never know. All right. Anyway, it's been a lot of fun. We'll do it again, I know, the week of Labor Day. In the meantime, Bobby Mack's back on Monday. You have a wonderful and safe and healthy weekend, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us. Jim Bohannon here, sitting in for Bob McLean. We'll do it again next time out. Have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.